This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 11th. God's word to you today is alive and well. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 6, and it says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Other religions offer to show their followers the way, but Jesus says, I am the way. Other religions offer to teach their followers the way, but Jesus says, I am the way, and anyone who comes to the Father must come through me. This is paraphrased. How audacious. Only Jesus, no one else. Only Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The fourth proof that Jesus resurrected is alive and well is there were living eyewitnesses. These witnesses, those scattered all over the world, lived and died for their witness. And their witness of the resurrection of Jesus was consistent. The information I'm about to share with you is available on the National Geographic website. It is actually a historical fact how these witnesses died because of their witness. Simon Peter was crucified upside down by Nero. Andrew, his brother, was scourged, tied to the cross to die, a long and painful death. James, the son of Zebedee, was killed by Herod with a sword. John, his brother, was the only one that did not die a violent death. John was secluded on the island of Patmos. Philip was crucified in Egypt in 54 AD. Bartholomew was skinned alive and beheaded. Matthew was stabbed in the back by a swordsman sent by King Hyrtacus of Ethiopia after he criticized the king's morals. James, son of Alphaeus, was killed by hitting him in the head with a club at Edessa, the name of cities in both Turkey and Greece, in 72 AD. Simon the Zealot was crucified in England in 74 AD, and Thomas was killed in India. He was impaled with a spear. If the witness of the resurrection of Jesus was not real, Thomas would have spoken up. He probably would have said something like, They said they saw him, and that is all I have been saying. I did not say I saw him. Thomas gave his life for the witness that Jesus is alive and well. The Bible says in Acts 1 verse 3, During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. He talked to them about the kingdom of God. Jesus is alive, and these men must have seen him, being with him, and touched him after his resurrection. There is no greater witness than one who is willing to give his life for what he believes in. Jesus is alive and well. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
I believe in you, Lord. I believe you are the Son of God.
Amen.
I believe you died and rose again. I believe you paid for us all. And I believe you're here now, standing in our midst, here with the power to heal now, and the grace to forgive. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.